Hello, beautiful people. This is Green on my side. I'm your host, Ashley, and can I just say I have missed you guys so much. I have taken a very much needed break over this winter season, and I'm so gonna get into what the fuck that was about. But I just want to say, first and foremost, happy spring, happy new astrological year. I'm so excited to get into this and what this means to me. But I just wanted to also preface with, no, it's spring, you know, allergies. So if I'm sniffling a lot, if I sound congested and that bothers you, I apologize. There's nothing I can do about it. So I'm just going to go in and start by saying thank you. Oh my God, absolutely so much to anyone who has listened to the pod in 2023. When I got my Spotify Wrapped for this pod, I didn't even think I was going to get a Spotify Wrapped. I don't know why I didn't think that, but I just really did not fucking cross my mind. I was like, this is such a passion project and this is such something that I just love to do that I kind of be forgetting that like there's statistics and shit. And the amount of shares and saves and downloads that I have, in the beginning of this, I just want to extend all my gratitude because I'm so grateful. And if you have reached out to me talking about another podcast episode and wanting it, or, you know, you've taken any nugget of knowledge or just anything from this podcast, I just want to say thank you so much. And I'm so eternally grateful. And I'm so excited to continue on to 2024. Like, this is actually crazy to me, and I'm just, I'm happy about it. I don't know why it just cut out. Anyways, so yes, I just want to express my gratitude first and foremost. Actually, that's like the third fucking point. Let's be so real. I have missed you guys so much. So let's get into the episode and kind of just, you know, like where I've been. All right, I had to go take a little potty break, but let's start this episode, and I'm going to recommend you get a little bevy for yourself, maybe a little snack, maybe go on a little walk, whatever is most comfortable for you. But I have a matcha next to me, and I have my water, and I have my chapstick, and we're ready to go. In this kind of beginning portion, I'm just going to share what the fuck winter was for me, how I moved through that, and also the main highlight of today's episode is going to be the equinox, honoring this new season and also just what my relationship has been to the season. Then I'm going to offer a little ritual to honor the equinox that I will be doing tonight. So let's get into it. So this winter, I learned a lot about myself. And of course, I mean, winter is a time to be internal. Winter is the time where we're shedding our leaves, shedding skin, all that kind of stuff. And I really needed to take a step back from the podcast because I was realizing that I was putting a lot of pressure on myself on what this podcast was going to look like and just overall on the things that I was doing in my life. So I'm really glad that I took that time away just so I could, you know, handle my shit alone. And I really got to sit with myself in how do I want to approach life in the sense of the seasons. So I've been really trying to connect to the rhythms and the nature of Mother Nature. So to me, when New Year's came around, you can say, I was super like, I don't feel in a place to set goals at all. I want to just lay in bed. I want to rest. My body is asking me to do this. And I came to realize through my friends and my mentors and everything that I'm really aligning to the natural way of Mother Earth. So it's so counterintuitive to me that we make a New Year's resolution, a New Year's plan. And believe me, I mean, my first fucking podcast episode was New Year resolution, how to stick to that, blah, 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 blah. You know what, guys? Burp. It would not be an episode if I didn't burp. Okay. Now we're really set. I don't even remember what the fuck I was fucking. Okay, I remember now. So what I came to realize is my New Year's starts on spring equinox. I really need to wrap up contracts, emotional relationships, things in my life that I really had to take a step away from and leave. That was really painful for me. And I was just like, there's no way in hell I can bring this energy into the new year. So for me, like, I mean, I guess November, December, but definitely January, February, and up until now, it's March 19th to be exact. I was just closing out a lot of different things in my life, including my job, my career, the offerings I have spiritually. Like, I was just, you know, doing some cleaning up of connections and contracts and things that just are no longer in alignment for me. And that's definitely what this winter was for me. So I knew I definitely made some, not exactly resolutions, but things I just wanted to be mindful of in the calendar year of 2024. But I knew that my new year, my call to action was going to be spring. So that's why I feel like I've been waiting energetically for this time. And I'm just so, so ready and excited to see everything in my life that's going to bloom, including with this podcast. But like I said, winter was definitely a time of me being very internal and being very, I guess, just like facing the facts and popping my own delusion and just getting more into reality about how I was living my life and how the life I want to live and I want to create in this next year, in this year, I had to say goodbye to a lot of things and a lot of, and it was really hard. It was really, really hard. It was really, really difficult. At the same time, I had to hold myself in these really uncomfortable emotions. So yeah, that's kind of just where I've been. And I'm really grateful that I've taken the time necessary to process everything and to know that seriously, what I'm doing within this year is 100% going to be in alignment with the life I'm trying to create. So that is why today's episode is really special to me, because I really wanted to start this year's podcast on spring equinox and about spring equinox, because this really does feel like my time to bloom. So yeah, that's where I've been, guys. I have learned a lot, and I also feel a lot more content with myself and the choices I'm making. And in that can be really scary, you know, saying goodbye to the most comfortable things in your life. And for me, it was definitely my career. It was definitely the job I had. And I had to realize that for myself and for the life I'm trying to create, I had to put myself first and my wants first and my needs first. And sometimes that can be really counterintuitive to me. So it was definitely a time of coming back to self and being true to myself. And yes, a lot of things were also birthed in winter too. I finally held my first ritual. I'm not sure if I talked about that on the last pod, but I had two rituals, one in November and one in December, and they were new moon rituals where we made spell jars and then we made vision boards, and it was absolutely so amazing, and it was so awesome to facilitate that. And that's something that I definitely want to continue on this year. I have to find a space to do the in-persons and stuff, but also I now read tarot for the public. I've been reading tarot, God, for like 3.5-4 years now. And I've always wanted to read for people. Like, I definitely read for my friends and my family members, but I kind of knew, like, okay, I definitely want to do this as like an offering. And I'm so grateful that my friend opened up one of her spaces to me, and I started that last month. Yeah. And I, it's been really great. So I'm now open for tarot readings. If you want to DM me, text me, for a virtual reading or in-person reading, if you're in my area, please do, because this is a part of the conscious way of how I'm going to be living my life. and to be living my truth, which is definitely my offerings. And this podcast to me was really my first offering to the public and to people and to myself. So again, I'm grateful. Okay, you guys are tired of that. So I just wanted to say that because I have now created a spring equinox ritual. And you can do this. I would recommend doing it this week, but whenever you're listening to this, feel free to use these questions and just use this as a time of just checking in with yourself. So first and foremost, a ritual is whatever you want to make of it. For me, I always include some type of candle and also just some sort of like memento token, something that's honoring what I'm doing the ritual about. So for this, I think you guys should definitely get yourself some flowers. Does not matter what flower it is, your favorite flower, whatever. Just kind of let's offer in the energy of blooming and honoring that bloom. Set it up however you want. This can be it's your practice. This is your ritual. I am someone who journals a lot and I find journaling very helpful, but please do this whatever way is comfortable to you. Again, it's your ritual. I'm just going to be posing questions and yeah. So similarly to how I started this podcast where I was talking about winter and where I'm at now, my first question, to you guys is what's something that had to die or fall off this past winter? And what are you mindfully filling that space with? When we are in a space of shedding our skin, we can be mourning what we've lost. And that is totally, totally okay. And I want to just say that because, like I said, I took my fucking time to move through these emotions and come to realization of who was I serving. And now with this newfound space of the thing you had to shed or thing you had to let go, how are you mindfully filling up that space? I think that once you kind of get clear on how you're going to be spending your energy this next, season, especially this next astrological year, it's also the first day of Aries, Aries season. So we had the calendar year. I mean, like I live in California, I live in America. So our calendar year started in January, of course, but our astrological year starts with the first sign of Aries, and just so happens spring equinox and the beginning of Aries season starts today. So I'm just posing this question to just kind of be mindful of how are you filling up this space and being clear on what kind of energy you are going to step foot in this next season with. And if you did have resolutions and if you did have a list or whatever from New Year's, I would just go back and check in with, is that still in alignment for me? Are these things I really want to put my life force energy into? That is definitely going to be the first part of what I'm offering, is checking in with, you know, how, let's wrap up winter and let's be very clear on what we're bringing into spring. And then I would like for you to think back onto spring last year. What are little seeds or things you have planted in that time that have come to bloom now? So obviously this podcast is called Green on My Side. And for some reason, I use a lot of analogies with like gardening and stuff. I am not a gardener. I've never gardened in my life, but I just love this kind of visual. And even if you didn't consciously plant seeds or anything like that, I would just like to open you up to what was kind of happening in life this time last year. And also, what have you learned from this whole past, from March of last year to March now? What's the things you have really, you know, grown a little smarter in? And let's honor the growth aspect of it, because everything takes time to bloom in its own way. Nothing happens overnight. So I would just like for you to just be mindful of how much you've grown within this past year and the things you had to let go. And also, how are we consciously stepping into this new energy and utilizing this energy for what we want? If you know anything about tarot, this is definitely Nine of Pentacles energy to me, which is definitely this time of picking the fruits of your labor. And this is a moment to just check in with yourself. So this next part of the little ritual is I want you to grab a piece of paper. I know I said do whatever you want, but for this section, I would just like for you to just grab a piece of paper. Fold the paper in half, please.
You're going to keep your paper long ways, but you're going to fold it hamburger style. So this is going to be our garden.
If you are a part of the Sacred Sisters, this is definitely some Adrian energy I have channeling right now. So this kind of came to me as I was falling asleep. Lately, I don't know what the fuck it is, about 1 a.m., my brain just starts going and I'm just on my notes app typing away. So just follow me. I'm going to pose to you two different things. So on one side of your paper, I want you to put flowers. This is going to be your flower part of your garden. This whole piece of paper is your garden. The flowers, one side of your garden. And then this other side of your garden is going to be like your fruits and your vegetables. And to me, I'm going to explain what the fuck this is about. So flowers are things in your life or relationships. Oh my God, they are doing some gardening shit. They are mowing their lawn and they don't understand that we are gardening in our own way as well. Jesus. Okay, so the flowers are things or relationships that you can enjoy the presence of, or that just, you know, helps you out. When you are on a walk or when you're outside, if you see some flowers, you're like, damn, those flowers are pretty. Or when you get yourself some flowers, like how you should be for this ritual, just they're things in your life that just help you out. And this for me, in where I am right now, for example, is the relationships in my life. So my support system, and this is one section of the paper, my relationship to myself, my relationship to other people, and how I'm going to keep myself in alignment. So your flowers are going to be, ask yourself some questions on how am I watering my relationships? How am I showing up for my friends, my family, and for myself? And then on the side of the fruits and vegetables, this is a way of being or something that's energetically consuming. So for me, learning how to say no to things that are not up to my standards romantically, this is a conscious practice for me, and it's consuming in the sense I have to allow myself to ingest and ultimately how it makes me feel and how I want to work through it. You know, unless you really loved vegetables as a kid, I feel like we all kind of have to learn that our greens are good for us and they energize us. And to me, what this practice kind of shows me is my fruits are definitely more the internal things that I'm working on within myself and my fruits and vegetables. And then my flowers are more the external things in life that I'm consciously putting energy into. I feel like we have different ways of being intentional with our seeds and the things we are being mindful of in life. Some things are definitely more internal and some are external and things we want to see grow in the physical. So hence the consumption of the fruits and vegetables, and then the energy of seeing something grow like a flower and like your plants. This definitely is just a playful way to kind of connect with yourself and connect with the energy of spring and the blooms and the blossoms and the beautiful things. And last thing I would like to open up is making a little bingo sheet. I see a whole bunch of different people do this with either it be like a certain astrological season, like an Aries bingo sheet. I'm going to open you up to I'm so sorry. They are mowing that grass, girl. They are mowing. I'm going to open you up to a spring bingo sheet or a spring list, whatever. Let's do a little bucket list. Let's do something to kind of really honor the energy of spring. I'm going to be sharing my own bingo list on Instagram, I believe. I still have to create it, but a few things I definitely want on there are, I want to go like tulip picking. I want to go pick some flowers. I want to go on a picnic. I want to go on a hike. And let's just really enjoy the seasons. I have found that winter was definitely my time of rest and relaxation and sitting with all these emotions. And now with spring, I want to dance in the fields. I want to lay in the grass. I want to pick the flowers. And I just really want to open you up to, what do you want from this season? And what is your takeaway?
And this to me just feels like a little promise to yourself of just enjoying the season. So that is what I have for you today. I really hope you followed along with my whole little garden, little arts and crafts moment. I'm going to do it tonight, see what kind of comes up for me. And yeah, I am so excited for this new season of life. I'm so excited to just continue on with all these things. And please, please share with me where you're at and how you're going to honor spring and what things are coming up for you. So thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I love you guys so much. And also, I will add a link to this playlist that I've been playing. It's a playlist I made called Fairy Garden. Definitely a lot of spring energy. Definitely just beautiful vibes. So feel free to listen to it if you want to do that with your ritual. Okay, guys, I love you. Follow me on Instagram, Green on My Side, or my personal, it's Green Girl. I'll have more information in the description below. But I love you and happy spring and have a great day.